Be'ezer Hashem, there's going to be a change in schedule for technical reasons. What we were supposed to do tomorrow, which is day number 3 of Yarchei Kala, which is Shitas HaRashbo, we're going to do today. And Be'ezer Hashem, what we're supposed to be today, the Ran. Yeah, sure. Now, what we're going to do tomorrow is the Shitas HaRan. Baruch Hashem, the Olam shouldn't complain. You got plenty of advance warning. They told me 15 minutes ago I'm supposed to switch my shear. So you have plenty of time to repair. But it's a good thing that I'm a Baal Bitachon, that I believe Shiurim always come from Hashem. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the Siyata Deshmaya, that will switch and it will come out with Siyata Deshmaya. It should be a Teyavis for everyone anyway. Be'ezus Hashem, we have one thing first we want to finish up from yesterday, and then we'll move on to the Rashba, which is a very interesting, fascinating topic, not only Negea Tambir and Kedushin, but Negea to many places in the Torah. Number one, we started yesterday and we saw that what's the get of the Amira? Reb Nachum said there's this big machloikis. The Rishonim learn, Chelik of the Rishonim, the Ran, the Mordechai, they learn the get of Amira is to explain to us what's going on. We should know he's making a Kedushin. As you have to tell us, explain to us that you're giving it L'Shem Kedushin. And he brought other Rishonim, the Rashba and the Rosh, that are learning that the Amira has much more of a play in the Kedushin. It does much more in the Kedushin. It's not only explaining to us, and the Maisa makes the Chalois, but the Amira shafts the Chalois Kedushin. In order to create Kedushin, you need two ingredients, Nesina and Amira. That's the Chiddush of Rav Ber, and Rav Nachum bought it from the Rishonim. As the Chelik of the Olam came over, and it was very happy, and they asked, so how does Dabri Ima work according to the Rosh? Okay, Bir their Shaila, that Bishleim Lefi the Ran, that learns that all you need the Amira is to explain to us what's going on, as if they were Dabri Ima Aliske Kedushin, they spoke about Kedushin, and then he gives the Tabas, everyone knows what's going on. It's clear that he's making a Kedushin, as it works. But according to the Rosh, that the Rosh learns you need Mamish and Amira. As where's the Amira by Dabri Ima? They spoke about it. They agreed they wanted to get married. But he never said those words. I'm being Mekadosh you. As if you need those words in order to make Kedushin, where are the words? Oh. As there's two ways of answering it. One way is in the Ramban in Gittin on Daf Ayin Ches. Ramban says that when a person says, we want to get married, he asks the Isha. The Isha says, yes, she does. They discuss where they're living. Mamish, ah. And then he goes ahead and he gives a tabas, as the nesina is hashlama l'diburoi. And the dibur works for Kedushin. The Hainu, the Ramban is being machadish, that the way dibur ima al iske gita v'kedusheh works is the dibur ima itself is the dibur of Kedushin. Why? Because if you discuss, we want to get married, everyone agrees, and right away you give the ring, as Ayadei, the giving the ring right away, everyone understands that that dibur that you had before was the dibur that we're getting married. As it's sort of, it's a self-explanatory dibur. In such a situation, this dibur means we're getting married when I give the ring. As it's ki'ilu, you said, we're getting married. And in fact, there's a raya from the Miri on Davov to these Rishonim. Because the Miri says a very big chiddush. He says, let's say, you say, instead of using the standard word of erisin, you use the word harufa. Like in certain countries, harufa was used to say the idea of marriage. I guess you would say my fiancé, you want to be my fiancé. Whatever, you use a word that's not the standard word. And la locha, it doesn't work. It only works in areas where they know what that means. But where they don't know what it means, it doesn't work. As let's say you were dabri ima, And instead of using the word marriage, you use the word charufa. And in this country, it doesn't work. As even though the Isha got the point, she knew you meant we want to get married. But being that in this country, this word is not the literal word to describe marriage, the Dibur Ima doesn't work. And everyone asks on the Miri, Dibur Ima is just a chetimsa to make a umdana that we should understand what's going on. We understand what's going on. They want to make Kedushin. As he used the wrong word in the dictionary. Okay. He's not good with his verbalization of things. He doesn't have good communication skills. But everyone gets the point. This is Dibur Ima. We're not talking about Harei HaMekudesh Asli. About Filu Hachi, the Miri says, it doesn't work. As you see, the Miri learns the Dibur Ima is the Dibur of Kedushin, as it has to be done properly. That's the second Mahalach. The Ramban. The third Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Ritva on Daf Mem Aleph Amit Beis and the Briskerov in Sefer. That they say that you know where the Dibur L'Kedushin is? Because there's a klal in Kol HaTorah Kula. Whenever there's a Umdana Demuchach, whenever everyone knows what you mean, it's Ki'ilu you said it. You don't have to say it. As being that when you're Dabri Maliske Gita Vikdusheha and you walk over and you give her the ring, as everyone knows what you mean, Anan Sadi, as the Lashon is Ki'ilu Pirish. It's Ki'ilu you said it. However, this does need explanation. What do you mean Anan Sadi is Ki'ilu you Pirish? I have a great idea for everyone who's sleeping late. They're going to miss Man Kriyishma. Anan Sadi, if he would have been up, he would have said Kriyishma. Let's go to sleep, sleep late, Friday, Shabbos by day. Anan Sadi, you would have said Kriyishma. Because it's Ki'ilu Omar. You don't have to go here, Mikra Megillah. Anan Sadi, he wants to lay in the Megillah. As Anan Sadi is Ki'ilu Pirish, Ki'ilu Omar. Where do you have such a thing? What does it mean? It's Ki'ilu Omar. As to explain the Ritva and the Briskerov, you only find Anan Sadi is Ki'ilu Pirish in one realm of the Torah, in one part of the Torah. When the reason why you need Amira is Kedei to show the Das of the person, as then you could say Anan Sadi is Ki'ilu Pirish. When there's a din, you need Kriyas Apsukim. As a Vadi, you could have Anan Sadi, he wants to say it. But the din is, you need Kriyas Apsukim. No, Anan Sadi, I want to say Kriyishma. You have to say Kriyishma. The mitzvah is to say Kriyishma. You need Amiris Apsukim. But when the din is, the Amir is just a way of knowing what's going on in my heart. When I'm talking, you see what's in my heart. As then you could say, if there's an Anan Sadi, it's so obvious. Everyone knows what's in my heart. It's Ki'ilu, I said it. Because Anan Sadi is Ki'ilu Pirish, and we'll go like Reb Ochber, that the reason why you need a Dibur is because you need a Gilui Das. The Dibur is a way of being Megala, what you're thinking in your lav. As Anan Sadi is Ki'ilu Pirish. Okay. Okay. As that's the Gemar of yesterday.
Is there a difference between giving a tabah, which is self-certifying, which is a conditioning, or a bracelet, versus like a cup of coffee, which is a shop kettle?
Very possible. Meaning it has to be something that everyone knows. If you give her a cup of coffee, people think you're being a good chassid, not that you're married. That's very true. Okay, now let's move on. That was to be mashlim, and Bezus Hashem will come back to it. Now we want to move on to today's topic, which is a very Yesedis Digger topic. The Rashba over here asked the question that many Rishonim ask. That in Art Seer, where was Nosen Hu, Va'amrahi, as the Rashba asks, that we know exactly that they want to make a Kedushin. Why? Because it's Amrahi. She said she wants to be Mekadeshes. Whether he says it, whether she says it, but we get the point. We know what's going on. As Im Kain, it should work because we have a umdana. It should be doima to dabi mal iske gita vikdusha, that there's a umdana that you want to be mukudeshes, that it should work. As many rishonim pose this question in the sugya, that nosen hu va'amar he should work, like Dabri Imal Iske Gita Vikdusheha. As the Tosfos HaRosh says, a very interesting teretz. The Tosfos HaRosh answers, because Dabri Ima, the Baal has to be Dabri Ima. Over here, the Isha made the Umdina, and it doesn't work. What's Pshat in the Rosh? Like we just learned with the Ramban, that the way Dabri Ima works is the Dabri Ima is the Mira that makes the Kedushin. As therefore, it has to come from the Baal. Like the Miri says, it has to use a good Lashon, you can't say Harufa, and also it has to come from the Baal. That's the answer of the Rosh, Lashitasai. The Rajba says a different answer. Mechodesh Dike answer. Zog the Rajba, over here, it's not Muchach that he's listening to her. Maybe he's giving it L'shem Matana. She's saying it's Kedushin. He's thinking in his lathe, that's what she wants. Very nice of her. But she's not paying for the ring. That's not what I want to do. As there is a suffix, it's not a umdana de muchach. As therefore, it's not good for Kedushin. Because in Kedushin, you need Eidus l'kiyuma. In order for the Kedushin to be chal, the Eidim have to see clearly what's going on. Over here, the Eidim are not seeing clearly what's going on. As therefore, the Kedushin is not chal.
He says
amen,
or he says yes.
Maybe it would be different. The tour in Simin Chav Zayin brings down from the Ramah. If he says Hain, it works. As maybe then the Rashba would be moed. If there's a positive response from him, a Hain, I agree, good. But over here he didn't say Hain. Echsarn and Edis, the Rashba says. And Echsarn of Edis Lekiyuma. As even though, Umdana, if you're going to ask, 90% the guy means Kedushin. 90% the guy means Kedushin. For sure. But there's that 10% chance, maybe not, that's not enough for Eidus L'Kiyuma. In the Shailus U'Tshuvos, Or Gadol, in Simon Tess, he makes a beautiful sushtel to another Rajba. He calls it the Rajba L'Shitasai. The Rajba says, if you have Eidei Kedushin, the story that happened is they were called to be Eidei Kedushin. And the man was standing by the lady. He was about to give the tabas. And he didn't see the nesinus at tabas. He saw the man holding it. Hareyat mukudeshesli. And then he sees it a second later on the finger of the isha. As umdana de muchach, there's a chasana hall, there's a band, there's a singer. They're getting married. Umdana is they're getting married. Zog de rajba, they're not mukudeshes. And I had a story where Kemat almost happened. I was in Eid Kedushin, and I was standing there to watch. The photographer walked in front of me, and he said to me, I have to get this. As I very nicely moved over the photographer, I said, it's more important I see it. It's a Ramo. I mean, if you would have gotten that picture, I wouldn't have seen it. It doesn't work. I have to see it. It wouldn't have worked. That's what the photographer held. Abadas is the Ramah. Tainet, the Beis Shmuel, the Mordechai is Choylik on this Rajba. How could you say such a thing? There's a 90% chance, a 90% umdana, Kedushin happened. He said, Areyam Kudeshesli, he's holding the tabas. A second later, you see the tabas on her finger. Va'oi, Frek de Beis Shmuel, a very nice question. Frek de Beis Shmuel, there's a Gemara in Gittin, a famous Gemara. Heinein Edi Yichud, Heinein Edi Bia. That if people were married, an Ish v'Isha, and they got divorced, and then they went together, and they were lon bipundiki. They went to a hotel together. They were in a room together alone. If the Eidim see they were in the room together alone, the Eidim don't have to see the bia. Why? Because you assume that a man and a wife that were once married, even though they're divorced, but if they go to a room privately together, it means they're getting remarried. Heinene de yichud, heinene de bia. Frek de Beis Shmuel, it's umdana. Sarako, you saw Yichud. What are you saying? It's Umdana that he did Bia and he was Makadisher. According to the Rajba, how does this work? Umdanas don't work. But that has to be the answer. But the question is what the Hesber is. Good. As there's a base mayor on Shulchan Aruch, and the base mayor explains it Ba'ayfin Zeh. He says a big yisoid in Umdana, which is a very helpful yisoid in many sugyas. In first say to here, we're learning Enanam Pareya Teichsmanoi the Umdana. We use this yisoid of the base mayor too. It's helpful in many, many sugyas. Zog the base mayor, there are two kinds of Umdanas in Shas. There's the Umdana, which is 100% Umdana, which even 100% will give 99.9. But there's Umdanas that are Mamish, Umdanas Me'achuzim. 100%. Everyone knows what's going on. And then there's Umdanas that are 80% Umdanas. They're very good Umdanas, but they're not strong enough. He says the Rajba is talking about the 80% Umdana level. And if you look well at the Lashon of the Rajba in Tshuvas, he says it's Ke'en Yediyah. The Lashon of the Rajba by us says maybe he gave it L'matana. As you see in the Rajba, that there is another side of the coin. There is a flip side of the coin. By the Isha with the Tabas, maybe the Isha stuck her hand out and took the Tabas. Maybe something else happened. It's not 100%. But Heinede de Yichud, Heinede de Bia, the Lashon is Eish bin Uris v'lo Yadlik. If a man takes a lady to a room privately, you know what's going to happen. As the Hezbe Sheboy is, when you see Yichud, you saw Bia. Over there, it's 100%. It's for sure happening. A seeing Yichud, in other words, is seeing Bia. Thus is the Shitas Arajba. As even the Rajba is Maida, when there's a Umdina Gemura Mamish, as then Avada, that's called Eide Yediyah. We know, the Eidim know. They saw something and there's a Umdina Gemura. But these level umdanas, that they're umdanas, but they're not 100%, then there's room to work to say that where you need Eidus L'Kiyuma, it's not enough. In other places, it's enough. But where you need Eidus L'Kiyuma, it's not enough. Okay, so this is Chiddush number one of the Rajba. Sai by Nosson Huva Amrehi, Sai by giving a Tabas, and the Mordechai is Choylik. How will the Mordechai answer? A different way. Okay. Freker Bekiva Eger, a bomba kashar, Bekiva Eger Shaila on the Rajba. Hare, the Rajba says the reason why Nosson Huva Amrehi doesn't work is because it's a chsarin and eidus. This is sort of like a new angle in the sugya. We have a new pshat in the sugya. That's in the second shtickel. But if you look in the first shtickel of the Rajba says the reason why it doesn't work is because the Torah says kiyikach, and the Isha is doing it. Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger, why do you need two problems? Each one is enough on its own. You should just say, we don't have Eidim. If we don't have Eidim, the Kedushin is not Chal. Why does he have to say there's a problem of Kiyikach? Because the Isha said it. And if he holds the problem is Kiyikach, what do you need the other one? L'chayru, once you have one, what do you need the other one? Thus frekt Rebbe Kiva Eger. A Zok Rebbe Kiva Eger, a big Chiddush. And this Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Avnei Nezer and Reb Naftali Trop, the Granat, both say, the reason it's one of the new Rebbe Kiva Egers that came out later on. They come out from Bnei Brak. We hope they're the Rebbe Kiva Egers, Riferiel. That's why Kilu Davnei Nezer, the Granat, said it on their own. And the later Rebbe Kiva Egers that came out, it came out Rebbe Kiva Eger himself in one place, answered the question this way. Zok Rebbe Kiva Eger, a Yishuv. He asks a very interesting question. He answers the question with a question from another Gemara. The Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph says that there are certain Lashonis which are not clear that they mean Kedushin. As the Rajba on Vav Amud Aleph says, that if the Lashon is not a clear Lashon, it's called the Lashon HaMesubuk, and you ask the Isha afterwards, and she says that that she meant Kedushin, Kedushin is Chal. Because she says she understood what he meant. It's a Lashon HaMesupik, and she understood it. So it works. Frek Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Avnei Meluim a very strong question on the Rashba. Haray, you need Eidus L'Kiyuma, as the Eidim don't know if she understood. Very nice. He used the Lashon HaMesupuk. She answered, I understand what he's saying. Very nice, she knows, but how do the Eidim know that she knows? By Kedushin, the only way it's Chal is if you have Eidus L'Kiyuma. The Eidim know there's a Kedushin. Over here, the Eidim don't know that there's a Kedushin. Das fragt Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Avnei Meluim. A very strong question. Azak Rabbi Akiva Eger, a big Yisoid. We'll say over the Yisoid the way Rav Asher explains it. The words of Rabbi Akiva Eger, if you could understand it differently, Abba Kanon Ubamir. The way Rav Asher explained Rabbi Akiva Eger is Ba'oifin Zeh. Pshat in the Rashba is, the Rashba holds for Eidus L'Kiyuma, you don't have to know all the pratim. You don't have to know all the details. If you see the shayrish of the maisa, the ikar maisa, even if you don't know all the details, that's enough to be Eidus L'Kiyuma. As you saw the man give a tabas, you saw the man say a lashon. As you saw the ikar shayrish hamaisa, you saw the ikar what's going on. I don't know if she understands it. That's okay. That's a t'nai ba'alma. It's something which is a t'nai for the Kedushin to be chal. But the ikar you saw. And another dogma is let's say a man gives an item, and over here in this area, in this part of the country, it's not worth a shava pruta. But there is a part of the country where this is worth a shava pruta. I knew he gives her a pen, and in Yerushalayim, this pen is not worth a pruta. But if you go to Tifrach, it's worth a pruta. As the Gemara says, it's Mekudeshes. Same question. Where's the Eidus L'Kiyuma? The Eidim are in Yerushalayim. The Eidim don't know that this pen is worth a pruta. They saw him give Pachas Mishava pruta. But the same idea. The Eidim saw he gave a pen. The Eidim saw he said, Arei Mekudeshes. Okay, so they don't know that in Tifrach it's worth a pruta. But they saw the Ikar HaMaisa. That's all the Eidus L'Kiyuma have to see. That's the big Yisoid of Rabbi Akiva Eger.
If you miss the giving the miss at the Tabas, that's the Ikar V'Sheresh HaMaisa?
Yes. The Maisa is giving the Tabas, that's the Ikar HaMaisa. But Zok Rabbi Akiva Eger, to say this, a big Chiddush. Das Ho'isha, that's a T'nai. That's not the Ikar. This is the big Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Ikar of Kedushin is the Maisa Nesinas Tabas, the Amira, that the Edom have to see. Das Ha'isha, a T'nai. That's the big Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eger. As that, even the Edom don't know if she understands what's going on, it's still good. Zok Rabbi Akiva Eger, lefi the Rashba and Daf Vav, now we could explain the Rashba and Daf Hei Amid Beis. Yoifi of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Zok Rabbi Akiva Eger, why does the Rashba have to come on to Ki Yikach? Very simple. Because what did we have a story? Nosen hu, v'amra hi. As the Edom saw, Nisinas Habal, v'amiris Ha'isha. As the Edom saw the Kedushin. What are the Edom missing? They don't know if the Baal was maskim. That's not a umdin or gemura. Maybe the Baal meant l'shem matana. If it wouldn't be for ki yikach, as then the isha could make the kedushin, and the Baal is a t'nai. If it wouldn't be for ki yikach, as one or the other one would be able to make the kedushin, his das is the ikar. Now that it says ki yikach, the das habal is the ikar. The isha is a t'nai, so we don't care if the edom don't know about the isha. If it wouldn't be for ki yikach, we would say exactly the opposite. Or he could do it, or she could do it. As the Edom saw Nesinas HaTabas, the Edom saw Amiras HaIsha. As the Edom saw the Maisa and her Das, as they saw Kedushin, What are you asking? But his das is not clear. It's a matana. Ask him afterwards. If he says, I meant it l'shem kedushin, it's like the l'shem nisamisupakim. They don't have to see everything. As that's why the Rashba has to come on to ki yikach. Thus is the mahalach of Rabbi Kivagin, the Rashba, the Avni Neza, the Gernat. It's beautiful, it's gishmak, it's zis. If you look at the lashon of the Rashba, the lashon of the Rashba is not meduyik that way. And that's where the nitin reshus for Bez Hashem Rav Resnik to give another mahalach at the das haRashba, to give another mahalach to answer Rabbi Kiva Egish. As Ad Kan, we saw the Shaila Rabbi Kivega. We saw the ideas of Edis L'Kiyuma. We spread it out a little bit. We saw the Mahalach of Rabbi Kivega to answer it. But it's a big Chiddush. And between me and you, not only is it a Chiddush in the Lashon of the Rashba, it's a Chiddush in the Havana too. That if it wouldn't be for Ki Yikach, the Isha could make it, and the man is only a Tanai, it happens to be a big Chiddush. That the Isha is a Tanai, okay. Once it says Ki Yikach, the Isha is a Tanai, that I could hear. But without Ki Yikach, the man is only a Tanai, that would have been a big Chiddush. I would have understood they both equally participate in making the Kedushin. He's not just a Tanai Ba'alma. A Sayin Svara, Sayin the Lashon HaRashba, it's a big Chiddush, Rabbi Kiva Eger. As in Havon, it's Gevaldik, but it's Chiddush Torah. It's Be'ezus Hashem. It paves the way for another Mahalach. Be'ezus Hashem, Yishmak Mahalach, and then we'll hear later on.